T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Nope, got that wrong, big voice. Got Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels this afternoon. You may know me from my long run as the lead host of the Wendy's Big Show on the flagship of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You can get in on the show this afternoon. Always welcome your thoughts at 855-830-8648. That's the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. My Twitter is always open for your thoughts as well, at Rami, R-A-M-I-E, is tweeting. And you can chime in on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Joining us now on the show, friend of the program. You can catch him as the host of the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio from 6 to 10, well, actually 5 to 9 Central Time. It is Zach Gelb. Zach, how are you this afternoon, man?
Rami, doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. All good with you?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Filling in for the big unit. How can I not be happy with this? Zach, we started off the show talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and so far this year, the storyline, the theme from camp has been kind of the opposite of what we saw last year. Last year we saw, now you can call it rumors and speculation of a rift, or maybe the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur not getting off on the best foot. This year the story seems to be Aaron Rodgers is as happy and enjoying training camp as much as Aaron Rodgers has enjoyed training camp or been happy in a long, long time up in Green Bay. Are you buying this, or do you think that this is just the Packers trying to correct the course of what was the overriding storyline last year?
Here's what I'll equate it to for this year. I think that it's a divorce is happening, but both parties are going to remain civil and are going to try to make the best of the situation. Because Rodgers is no dummy. He said it with Kyle Brandt that he's probably not going to finish his career in Green Bay. So you look at the next 4 years of this contract, and I've said before that after year number three, I expect the Packers to trade Aaron Rodgers and try to get something back for him when you take Jordan Love in the first round to move up to get him. So I think both parties understand that the situation is what it is, and I think they're going to try to make the best of it. And I guess you'll see an extra motivated Rodgers if you buy into that this year. But this is a football team that, yes, they were 13-3 a year ago, but I don't think they were a great football team, and they had some holes that they needed to fill in this offseason, and they didn't really do that. So this year for the Packers, it's going to be very compelling to see. I guess you still like them to win that division, but I don't think this team is a Super Bowl championship caliber team because of some problems on the defensive side, and then who's really going to be that number two to complement Devontae Adams in the passing game.
Are you saying that this is like the kids have 1 or 2 years left in high school and the parents know that the marriage is done, the divorce is happening, but let's keep it together and keep this up. The kids will be off to college in a couple of years. They'll start living their lives, and then we can start living our lives.
Basically, that's 100% what it is, and I give credit to Rodgers because it's not an easy situation, and he's handled it perfectly so far, because if that was me, I would not be happy with the organization, and I would be saying, where's my number two wide receiver? Where's someone that could stop the run? And here's another thing. I think the Packers are going to run the football more this year. 2 years ago, they were dead last in rushing attempts per game. Last year, they were middle of the pack. They had a 4 or 5 increase overall in of how many times they handed off the football. But taking a running back in Dillon in the second round, and you already have Jones and Williams there, I think we're going to see even more running by the Packers here in 2020.
Yeah, I said that, like you just said, Zach, that Aaron Rodgers can't be happy with the situation of going out and trading up to draft his replacement, not drafting any pieces to put around him, at least high in the draft on the offensive side of the football, or doing anything in free agency to make major progress on the offensive side of the football. He's a guy who, like you said, has already pointed out that he sees the writing on the wall, that he probably doesn't finish his career in Green Bay. But I think Aaron Rodgers also recognizes that while he is very highly valued, and whenever the Packers decide to make him available, he will be sought after. The best way for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to move forward is for whatever questions may be surrounding Aaron Rodgers to be answered in the next year or two before this divorce is final. And whether those questions are about what kind of leader or what kind of teammate he is, or whether those questions are about how much he has left in the tank from a physical tool and talent standpoint, I think he comes in this year and kind of what you alluded to there, he says, look, I have to answer those questions if I'm going to get what I want in this divorce, and the Packers are going to get what they want in this divorce.
Exactly, because if he came in and he was throwing shade and he was being very ambiguous, then there's more and more out there. Now, the media is always going to ask about it, but when you've already addressed it, Rodgers, with his state and clout in the league, he could basically just say, hey, guys, I already answered that question, and we're moving on and we're focusing on this season. The question I have, though, is how long does Aaron Rodgers want to remain in an amicable relationship with the Green Bay Packers, and could he potentially expedite the plan that the Packers have of giving the baton to Jordan Love in 3 to 4 years, when maybe in this upcoming offseason, Rodgers says, hey, it was a great time in Green Bay, won a Super Bowl, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but since they didn't believe in me towards the end, maybe I want out a little bit earlier than what the Packers are planning.
Rob Domofsky over at ESPN.com, Zach, he looked at the details of the Kenny Clark contract, which were revealed last night, and he sort of puts that side by side with Rodgers' contract, and the big jump in the Kenny Clark deal will be after the 2021 season, and that's also when it becomes sort of affordable for the Packers to move on from Aaron Rodgers. It's less dead cap money than it would be if they moved on after this coming season. Is 2 more years of Aaron Rodgers, let's say we don't see a huge jump in performance from what we've seen from him in the last 2 or 3 years, if that's what you see for the next 2 years, I would think that it would be pretty easy for the Packers to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Not that he's not a good quarterback or hasn't been for these last few years, but he hasn't been the all-world quarterback, the guy who played the position at maybe a higher level than we've ever seen. If they get, you know, the 10th best quarterback in the league, which is around where I think Rodgers has been for the last 2 years or so, I think it's real easy for the Packers to move on after the 2021 season and start the Jordan Love era. That's also assuming that they see the development behind the scenes of Jordan Love and they feel like he's ready to take those reins.
Well, that's the big question. What is Jordan Love going to be? Because you could say it's easy, and I know in Green Bay fans have been spoiled because they went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Are they going to have a third great quarterback in a row? Odds of that happening are probably unlikely. And Jordan Love, he's intriguing to me because he had that dominant year at Utah State, then a coaching change, lost a lot of his players. I talked to his new head football coach, Gary Anderson, before the draft, and he was basically telling me that throughout all of this, when Jordan Love could have complained throughout the entire season, he elected not to do so. So there is some positive things with Jordan Love. I'm not comparing him to this player because that would be absolute ludicrous. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes coming out of college, did the league really believe in him? Did people know right away that he was going to be great? No, because if that was the case, then the Chicago Bears would have drafted Patrick Mahomes second overall instead of trading up to go draft Mitch Trubisky. So if they believe in Love, which tells me that they love him a lot, no pun intended, with the move in the draft to go up and trade up for him, then, yeah, in 2-3 years in that time frame, you're eventually going to hand the keys to the Ferrari over to Jordan Love. But for Packers fans, and I'm not saying they are, or for the Packers who just think that right away Love is going to be great and easily going to replace Rodgers, That's tough for me to believe on the surface, especially with the history in that organization with the two great quarterbacks back-to-back. It's just tough to do that with three straight quarterbacks.
Zach, all that being said, and like you pointed out when we started this conversation, you look at some of the things that the Packers, well, the record that the Packers were able to accomplish last year, and you look at some of the numbers that got them there, and maybe the 13-3 doesn't hold up. I do think they come back down to earth a little bit. I talked about that when I filled in for Bill on Friday. When you talk about the record, they come back down to earth. But you look around the rest of this division, and I still think that they're the team to beat in the class of this division until further notice, because the Vikings, you know, you don't trade a guy like Stephon Diggs and expect to get better, especially on the offensive side of the football in an offseason. The Bears obviously have a lot of questions surrounding that club. And the Lions, I think there's a lot of talent there with the Lions, and I know that they're a sexy pick of a few football analysts this offseason, but as long as Matt Patricia is the head coach of the Detroit Lions, I refuse to believe in them. I don't think that there is a huge threat to the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North. I'm not ready to declare them division champs. I just don't see a huge threat on the surface as we get ready to kick off this season in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 13-3 was very misleading last year because their best victories came up against the Minnesota Vikings. And like you said, there's flaws with Minnesota. I think they're very close, but I do agree with you. I give the Packers the edge in this one. And until Minnesota shows up and takes them down and dethrones them as division champions, I still like Green Bay to win the division this year. But that's not what it's about to me, because if you're the Packers and you have Aaron Rodgers and you go 13-3 last year, and it was a 13-3 that was misleading, you would have thought they would have been bold and aggressive this offseason and make moves to set them up to get back in that 13-3 range and actually do damage. But I look around the rest of the NFC, I don't think they're better than the Saints. I don't think they're better than the Bucs. I don't think they're better than the 49ers and the Seahawks just to start. And those are four teams that I think are the legitimate Super Bowl contenders in the NFC. So the Packers, they will be in the playoffs this year. They should win the division, but to expect them, if we do have a Super Bowl this year in Tampa, to be there, yeah, I can't do so, because what happens if Devontae Adams gets hurt again? What are we going with? Alan Lazard, who I know Rodgers and him have a tight bond, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The last few years with the Packers, they keep on making moves hoping that someone's going to pan out, whether it's a Jimmy Graham, and I know the Devin Funchess thing is complicated this year, because of COVID-19, and no one could have predicted that it would have got to this level of where it is now. But they still have problems in defending the run and who that legitimate number two weapon is. And for me, even though I love Rodgers and think he's a great quarterback, that's why I just don't see how Green Bay pulls it together to win a Super Bowl this year, at least get to the big game.
That's Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Radio. Catch him evenings there. Follow him on Twitter, at Zach Gelb, and a frequent guest right here on the Bill Michaels Show. Zach, appreciate a few minutes, man. Enjoyed the conversation.
No problem. Me as well. Thanks so much.
And Zach joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We'll hit a quick break on the other side, get into a little bit of Brewers talk. And is this that much different than what we've seen from the Brewers in recent years? Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and back right after this.
Hey, with so many festivals and events being canceled, here's a great idea for a quick getaway at two awesome resort destinations. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. By the way, the official ski and golf resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive nights at either resort, you get the additional weeknight for free. Three nights for the price of two. This offer is only good through the end of September, so don't delay your getaway. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay on the beautiful island up there in the Menominee River, with fun for the whole family, swimming, golfing, great dining, live music at the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill. Then there's the Pine Mountain Resort, 90 miles north of Green Bay, and that offers a scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere, away from it all, plus world-class golfing at Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Two great resorts, the same awesome offer, Book two weeknights. You get one more for free. Just check them out at TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com or PineMountainResort.com. And then book your getaway. Got to hurry. It expires at the end of September. And make sure whatever you do, you tell them we sent you.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The 555 is back. If you missed it the last time around, now's the time to get in on what's possibly their most popular offer ever. 5 years, no interest. 5 months before you make a first payment, plus 5% bonus saving. That's the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings applies to windows, doors, and installation. Think about it. You can replace those bad windows. They don't lock. They leak. Or maybe that patio door that is just so tough to get open, or it just makes that terrible sound when you do finally open it. You can replace it now and get 5% bonus savings back on top of 5 years no interest and 5 months before your first payment, and that's not until 2021. Yep, you can Pella now and pay later, plus bonus savings. And if you order by September 15th, think about it. Certain restrictions apply. You got to see the showroom for some details, or you can stop in the nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center, or set up your free consultation right now simply by going to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com.
Tommy Maskloff in for Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Show on the statewide Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You may know me from my days as the host of the Wendy's Big Show on the flagship of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, 105.7 FM The Fan in Milwaukee. If you want to get in on the show, 855-830-8648. That's the number for the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can tweet me at Rami, R-A-M-I-E is tweeting. And you can always comment on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Is this different from recent Brewers teams and seasons that we've seen? 855-830-8648 or tweet me at Rami is tweeting. They win last night, and now they sit at 13-15 on the season. 4.5 games back of the Cubs for the division. Game and a half back of the St. Louis Cardinals for second place in the division. And this year, with the modified playoff format, second place gets you in the playoffs. If you don't know, I know it's been a very confusing baseball season and sports world in 2020. You may have missed this. First and second place teams from each division in each league get a playoff spot. And then it's the top two records from the rest of the teams in the league that will get the wild card spot. So right now, as we sit here today, the Brewers a game and a half out of a wild card spot. With 22 games to play, as far as the Brewers are concerned, Cubs have played 29. You know the story with the Cardinals. They've only played 19 games, so they got some catching up to do. But as it sits right now, the Brewers are a game and a half out of a playoff spot. But watching and listening to Brewers fans talk about this team, I just get the sense that, and I don't know if it's that the Bucks are playing playoff basketball right now and the Packers are ready to kick off the season, so that's sapping some of your sports enthusiasm along with everything else going on in our world and in this state right now. But I feel like Brewers fans are kind of down on this team and are not giving them much of a chance to do much in the 2020 season. And I'm just wondering why. Does this season feel different than recent Brewers seasons? 855-830-8648. Because you look at the situation that they're in, and really they've been in worse. They've been in much worse situations here in the last few years in the Craig Council era, as far as their place in the playoff picture, and especially with the added playoff spots this year. Eight teams are going to make the playoffs from the National League. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not saying forget about the division to say you can't win the division. The Brewers very well could win the division. They've caught the Cubs from this far back before. I'm just saying, who cares? Don't worry about the division, especially in a 60-game season. Division championships mean something in Major League Baseball in most years. They don't in the NBA. They mean a little bit less in the NFL. Division championships mean something in Major League Baseball in almost any other given year for fan bases as far as pride and bragging rights, as well as what it does for your playoff spot. But who cares in 2020 in a 60-game season? It's such a small sample size, it almost doesn't say anything about who you are as a baseball team or what you accomplished or how much better you are than the rest of your division. In a 162-game baseball season, you pretty definitively set yourself apart from the field and from the competition by being the best team standing after a schedule that's that long and that grueling. 60-game season? Just get in, man. Just get in the postseason. And who cares what your record is once you get there, how you got there, what the label is, whether it's division champ, whether it's second place, whether it's wild card, who gives a damn what the label is on the Milwaukee Brewers if they get to the postseason? Just get there. And once they get there, now I'll say this, and we're going to talk about this a little bit in the next segment, they need a bat or two. They're not going to go very deep in a postseason run without a bat or two added to that lineup. They've endured too many blows to that lineup between losing Moustakas and Grandal in the offseason, Lorenzo Cain opting out, Christian Yelich getting off to the slow start, Ryan Braun starting off the season slow and then getting injured. They need a deeper lineup. When they're healthy, they're good 1-4, 1-5, and then after that, you're just waiting for the top of that lineup to come back around. But if they can add one or two major league bats to this lineup, with the bullpen and the starting pitching that they have, and the way that benches shorten and bullpens shorten and become that much more important come the postseason, if the Brewers can just get into October, and again, it's easier to get into October this year than it probably ever has been with 8 playoff spots, and the Brewers can make a run at this thing, man. And I don't want Brewers fans to punt on 2020. I know, wrong sport that I used for the analogy there. But I don't want Brewers fans to punt, or what would be a baseball analogy that I could use instead of punt? I don't want you to give the intentional walk on the 2020 Milwaukee Brewers. I think this is a team that is definitely good enough to make a run at a playoff spot with the expanded field. And once they get in the playoffs, if there's another bat or two added to this lineup, now we're talking about a team that could do some things on the backs of their pitching, on the backs of that bullpen specifically, and Josh Hader and all the guys that line up behind him. But get into the postseason with this Brewers team and their style of play, and they can make some noise. And you look at Craig Counsell teams of the past. I talked about this on Friday when I filled in for Bill. The last time the Cubs and the Brewers played a series, they asked Craig Counsell at the time, you know, got a 60-game season. All these games mean so much. They carry so much more importance, so much more weight. You guys are 5 down of the Cubs. How you feeling about that? And Craig Counsell looked at him and went, guys, it's August and we're 5 games back. We've been here before. This isn't anything new for the Milwaukee Brewers. I know that we're looking at it through this prism of the 60-game season and how different things are and blah, 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 and everything else. Basically, what happened here is all of Major League Baseball and its fans and observers were dropped 2/3 of the way into the schedule with everybody tied for the division lead, which is crazy. I'm not saying it's not crazy, but if you're a player or a coach, that's how you have to look at it and approach August and September like you're in a tight race for a playoff spot. And when you look at it like that, this isn't anywhere that Craig Counsell and his teams have not been before. They chased down the Cubs 2 years ago in 2018, a lead that nobody, including myself, thought was surmountable. But they did it. Last year, they had to scratch and claw their way to a playoff spot. But they did it. Craig Counsell, whatever it is about him and his personality and the fabric of his teams, they step up in these situations. But is this different? Is this Brewers team different? Is this season different? Whether we're talking about the team itself or the circumstances of this weird, weird baseball season, does this feel different to you than other Craig Counsell teams who went and grabbed that ring and got this team to the postseason? 855-830-8648. Get in on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can tweet me at Rami is tweeting. That's R-A-M-I-E is tweeting. And you can check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And download the free radio.com app, search Bill Michaels Sports, and favorite us. More Brewers talk right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Look, live sports are back. Thank God for that. It's about time. And even though you can't tailgate at the game, why not set up your tailgate maybe on the patio or out in your driveway? Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've got the mouthwatering meats to make your tailgate bash a hit. The Scholze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbird, Wisconsin for three generations with a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks. All just a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And your customized order, it's going to be shipped and packed on dry ice and arrive on your doorstep or your summer cottage or your rental in just a couple of days. And if you're a camper, leave it boxed up and take it with you. That way, when you open it, it's fresh and it's ready to go at your destination. High-quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm to your family table. Place your order today at Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. Get out there and see my buddy Craig and get a bike that's right for you. Why? Because they've got the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Rally, and it's on September 4th through the 6th, Labor Day weekend. You want to be on a bike. You want to be riding. You want to enjoy yourself. Three full days of live music, two huge stages, seven bands every day, including the likes of Bella Kane, Cherry Pie, The Boogeyman, The Love Monkeys, over 40 premium vendors, including a variety of local food trucks with wine, craft beers, and domestic beers, plus free test rides and appraisals all weekend long. That's 280,000 square feet of social distancing and live entertainment, my friends. Celebrate 117 years of the Harley-Davidson culture. Get out there Labor Day weekend at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, the number one dealership on two wheels 2 years in a row. So get out of the house. Get out to WisHD.com. That's WisHD.com. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, your destination dealer.
Billy Mike, Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Asking you before the break, is this season, does it feel any different than recent Brewers seasons? 855-830-8648. Get in on the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Tweet me at Rami is tweeting, R-A-M-I-E. And you can always chime in on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, because it seems like Brewers fans kind of down on this team. I don't want to say giving up, but down on this team as they've gotten off to a slow start. And I know a sweep at the hands of the Pirates doesn't do anything to encourage you or get your hopes up, but looking at this team a game and a half out of a playoff spot with the pitching that they have, I think that you add one or two bats and you look at the fabric of Craig Council teams of recent years and having to scratch and claw and fight and move their way up the standings in August and September to be playing October baseball is nothing new to this baseball team. So I don't think you should be too down on them. I don't think you should be giving up on them by any means. They need to score more runs. They need to be better, a better offensive baseball club. But I don't think that a playoff, making the playoffs or making a run in the playoffs is out of the question, especially the run in the playoffs, because once you get there and bullpens become as important as they are come October, I think the Brewers are as equipped as anybody in that department to make some kind of run in the postseason. Trade deadline is coming up on August 31st, just 5 days away. And looking at some of the buzz that's out there on the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Rosenthal saying that they will listen. They will listen on Josh Hader. This is what Ken Rosenthal says. The Brewers, like most teams, are willing to talk about any player at any time, so it's no surprise they are listening on left-handed closer Josh Hader, just as they did at the winter meetings. No trade is likely, however. One rival executive says Hader is available, but only at a bananas price. And that he put that in quotations. He put bananas price in quotations. So I don't think Josh Hader is on the move one way or the other, whether the Brewers are buyers or sellers. I don't think Josh Hader is going anywhere anytime soon. He's going to get more expensive as the years go on, and in a market like Milwaukee, that can be difficult, but his full salary this season is going to be $4.1 million before he's eligible for increases through arbitration three more times. He's affordable for the Brewers for this year and probably through next year, and we'll see what happens beyond that. But they are listening on a Josh Hader, and you hear David Stearns tell it, the Brewers GM, and he spoke with some of the Milwaukee pool of media on Sunday, and he says things like, I consider ourselves, this Brewers team was designed to be competitive this season. That's what David Stearns said about this baseball club. He came into this year expecting to compete, and I don't think he has changed his stance on that. If you don't know David Stearns, he's not a guy to be reactionary. He's not a guy to see a season get off to the start that the Brewers have gotten off to, and even in a 60-game season, make sweeping changes on a team that, as he says, we're supposed to be competitive this year. I think he's still thinking compete this year. How hard he wants to go after it based on what he's seen, that may be in question. There may be varying degrees of how hard the Brewers want to go at this thing, but I don't think you're going to see them being all out, out and out sellers this season. I don't think that's going to happen. He also talked on Sunday about the reality that I think most baseball teams, Major League Baseball teams, are facing this year as we approach this trade deadline on August 31st, which is that I don't think anybody is really buying in the sense that they're going to be giving up a ton of their farm system to go and get a player, especially not a rental player. And I don't think you're going to be seeing teams that sell off all that crazy or all that hard, because I think some teams look at this 60-game season in this COVID-19 era that we live in, and they go, yeah, maybe things don't work out for us this year, but we'll be back and ready to compete next year. David Stearns thinks you're going to have to see veteran players traded for veteran players, guys who can help teams win now traded for guys who can help teams win now. So you're probably looking at, if you're the Brewers and your strength is pitching, you're probably looking at trading some of that pitching to bolster that lineup a little bit. Or if you're another team that's the exact opposite and your strength is hitting, you're probably looking to trade some of that hitting that you got major league ready hitting for some pitching. So if I'm the Brewers, I'm going into this trade deadline, and you guys tell me if you want them to be buyers or sellers, 855-830-8648, or tweet me at Rami is tweeting. I think this Brewers team either stands pat or they're buyers at this trade deadline. Not going out and getting any crazy big names, but going out and being buyers. And I talked with Sparky and the boys on the big show yesterday on The Fan in Milwaukee. You're not going out, although it's always nice to go and get a guy like this, you're not going out looking for the next Christian Yelich or the next Ryan Braun or the next Keston Hira. Top end of your lineup is okay. Top end of your lineup will get the job done when everybody is healthy and clicking. You need to go and get bats that replace the guys that you lost this offseason, the Mike Moustakas of the world and the Yasmani Grandals of the world, who are very productive offensive players but aren't going to knock anybody's socks off. They don't make huge headlines when you go and acquire guys like that, but guys like that turn lineups over. Guys like that either get on base ahead of the top of the order, or they come in and they're reliable enough to drive in some runs that the top of the order may not come through with. So go and get some bats like that and trade from this plethora of pitching, almost an embarrassment of riches when it comes to pitching that the Brewers have, and I think you'll be okay. One guy who loves to throw out trade speculation is Jim Bowden from The Athletic, and he had a couple of interesting ideas when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. You're going to hate this first one. I'm going to tell you flat out, you're going to hate this first one. Now, he did one trade every team should make, Central Edition. So this is every team in the AL and NL Central and what trade they should make. He says that the Cubs should go and get Josh Hader. How much would you hate to see Josh Hader in a Cubs uniform coming out of that bullpen to mow down Brewers batters? That will never happen because David Stearns and Craig Counsell don't want to see that just as much, probably more, then you don't want to see that. But this is the proposed trade that Jim Bowden of The Athletic throws out there. Former Major League GM, he says, trade pitching prospects Braylon Marquez and Cole Franklin and catching prospect Miguel Amaya, three highly rated prospects in the Cubs system, to the Brewers in exchange for left-handed closer Josh Hader. Now, full disclosure, if you're new to me, Rami Makhlouf, in for Bill Michaels today, I grew up in Chicago. I'm a Cubs fan, but I also like the Brewers. I like the Brewers. I like to see the Brewers do well. I will say, if it's not going to be us, I want it to be you. I say this to say that. Those are some really good prospects you're getting. Miguel Amaya is one of the best catching prospects in all of Major League Baseball, and he can swing it. He can play catcher behind the plate, and he can also swing it a little bit. That's a good package for Josh Hader. You're getting value. I just don't think David Stearns, Craig Counsell, and Brewers fans want to watch Josh Hader in a Cubs uniform come out and mow their batters down forever, however long that would last. Like I said, he still has four more years of Major League control. And Josh Hader in a Cubs uniform for four more years is not a pretty sight for the Brewers or Brewers fans. Now, this is the deal that he says that the Brewers should make quickly before a break. Acquire center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. from the Red Sox in return for left-handed pitcher Antoine Kelly. This is a breakdown of the trade. The Brewers certainly missed a defensive Gold Glove center fielder Lorenzo Cain, who opted out this season. Not having him in center has cost the Brewers numerous runs with balls dropping in and around center field that they were used to seeing caught by Cain over the last few years. Therefore, if the Brewers decide to go for it, trading for an elite defensive center fielder for the last month of the season makes some sense. Bradley Jr. is an impending free agent and also a previous Gold Glove winner in center. Perhaps the Red Sox could pry away one of the Brewers' lower-level pitching prospects as a player to be named later, like southpaw Antoine Kelly or perhaps right-hander Max Lazar. High price to pay for a rental, especially in a 60-game season, but I love what Jackie Bradley Jr. would bring to this team. I think he'd fit right in on this baseball team and give you some of what you need. As Bowden says there, the defense that you're missing with Lorenzo Cain, but he's also a guy who you can put in the back half or maybe even the top part of that lineup to set the table for some of the bats that actually are clicking for this Brewers team right now. More Brewers talk later in the show. We'll hit a quick break. Rami Makhlouf in for Bill Michaels, and we're back right after this on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Enter the Packers opening drive sweepstakes. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. You can enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or the pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip. You purchase both at the same time, you earn 10 extra bonus entries. How about that? Each weekly winner is going to have the chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive contest, plus enter to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary. See store for details. The Pothole Pizza is the official pizza of your Green Bay Packers, and it's only available at Quick Trip.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers return to practice tomorrow after yesterday's session in Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur says he plans to have more full contact.
I think it'll be a great test to see kind of where we're at as a football team.
Inside linebacker coach Kirk Olivadotti told us he's excited about rookie inside linebacker Kamal Martin out of Minnesota.
You know, Kamal gets better and better every day, and Kamal's a guy that has really worked at it with all the Zoom stuff that we did. And when he came in here, he was mentally really in a good place, especially for a rookie.
Martin is 6'3", 240 pounds, and can get in the backfield in a hurry.
Biggest thing is, you know, just preparation. Whoever prepares himself and goes into things with the right mindset will eventually, you know, succeed. Everything's going well.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
The Van Horn Automotive Group, they want to buy your car at any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations. Cross-brand selling from Ferrari to Geo Metro, they want to do it right now. Your car has never been worth more. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in or buy another vehicle. You can sell without the challenges of posting it online and all that paperwork and such. Simply go to any Van Horn dealership or go to vanhornauto.com and click on the Sell My Vehicle link for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And whether you want to buy new, you want to buy used, you want to finance a car, trade in a car, or even get service scheduled, they can do it all at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. And don't forget about their service department. 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. That's our friends from Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. They are family born and employee owned. Again, go to vanhornauto.com.
That voice is Bill Michaels. I'm Rami Makhlouf in for Bill this afternoon. You may know me from the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, the flagship of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Coming up in hour three of this fine show, we'll talk some Packers. It is that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. It is power rankings and hot seat time. That's how you know football season is getting close, and we start talking about power rankings and hot seats. Evan, I don't know if you have any NFL films music ready to go, but if you do, just play that under me the whole next segment as I'm talking power rankings and hot seats.
I got
you. On the Bill Michaels Show, Eric Name from The Athletic. We'll preview the Bucks finishing off the Magic and see what kind of challenge the Miami Heat will present. He's going to join us in the bottom half of the hour. Hour four of the show, Ben Fennell from The Athletic breaks down the game tape like nobody else does. We'll see what he's seeing from Packers camp so far this summer. Speaking of what people are seeing from camp, I thought this was kind of funny. I'm sure plenty of Packers fans found it funny as well. From Bears camp, multiple people, coaches and writers included, are saying that the most impressive Bear in camp is Jimmy Graham. That's right, that Jimmy Graham, the one that the Packers gave a boatload of money to come here and not really live up to that money, never really perform. His last 1,000-yard season was in 2013, but the Bears liking what they're seeing from him so far this year. This is either really bad news for the Bears or really bad news for the Packers, because if this is the Jimmy Graham that's been in Packers camp the last few years and he's the best looking player in your camp, well, then you don't have very many good players. If he actually is surprising and surpassing expectations in Bears camp this year, Packers fans are going to be none too pleased if that guy is running across the middle of the field and catching passes from Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles or whoever is under center for the Chicago Bears. But Jimmy Graham, the most impressive player in Bears camp, take that for what it's worth as we get ready for the NFL season right around the corner. And speaking of the NFL season right around the corner, like I said, you know it's that time when we start talking things like power rankings and depth charts and hot seats. That's next on the Bill Michaels Show. Rami Makhlouf in for Bill on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.